job as written, correct?
Serenity prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. One thing, I'd like to welcome the folks from Idaho. Would y'all please stand or something and introduce yourselves?
My name is Frank Eisenberg. I'm a drug addict from Boise, Idaho.
Hi, Frank.
I'm
Lori
Sisted, and I'm a drug addict from Boise, Idaho.
Hi,
Lori.
Welcome.
Give them a clap again. With the former chairman of the board of trustees about approval and publication of the book, and we will go ahead and contact the chairman of the World Service Conference and tell him it looks to us like we're going to have a book ready to be sent out for review shortly, and please go ahead and make their arrangements as far as if the book is approved at the conference. To have it published, and contact Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Chuck S. in Whittier, California, to ask him through Board of Trustees to make arrangements to have the book published. And of course, Jimmy knows about it. And then they could mobilize whatever resources or monies or arrangements have to be made to have the printing, the valid proofs, the binding and all that stuff done. And, you know, that'll be our procedure. And I'd like to get, Knowles or Dwayne or somebody, why don't y'all flip a coin and tell us about chapter one? Or Jim, tell us about chapter one. Call us out among the yourselves if you want to report, all three of you can.
My name's Dwayne. I'm an addict.
Hey, Dwayne.
Chapter one is done. Getting tight, ready for review.
All right. Woo!
Y'all want to throw a few comments on that?
Just
when you review it.
I'll
strike that for the minutes.
I'm an addict. We just been learning bunches and bunches about polishing things and making things flow continuous and it's a spiritual adventure.
Thank you, Jim. No.
It's an experience. Oh, my name is Nolan. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Nolan.
It's an experience. I really feel that. Hopefully, I don't feel, but hopefully that the way we review chapter one, we learn some of our clear view of our attitudes. You know, on chapter two and gain from some experience that we did with chapter one. Done. And maybe later on we can sit around and find out, maybe have a little group gather. This is just a suggestion. I don't have to do it. But I feel that might be needed is to get some kind of cohesion about what we're really looking for, what we really want to do. I think we all got our own ideas, and when we sit down with four or five, and I'm not saying everybody has good ideas. I'm not saying everybody doesn't. It's just that we all have different ideas. And what happens is we get more conflicts and we don't get as much work done. Maybe we can resolve what we're looking for and we can get more cohesive about it. Yeah.
Okay, why don't you three think that over for a few minutes? And let's go ahead and hear about chapter four in stories and anything from the secretarial section. And then go ahead and do that as a whole conference right now. Because I've been with a lot of these things. And if y'all have learned something from your recent experience, as was said earlier, the sooner material can be improved. I mean, why duplicate the same error 15 times and then eventually some polishing in the committee finally gets the damn thing? If they know what the deal is working on chapter four or any other chapter, as soon as you spot it, you just scratch it right then, go right along. And so that would warrant going into that, doing that 10, 15, 20 minute exact exposition, question, answer, thing, discussion, sort of like we did earlier on the prepositions. And I think it would help y'all clarify your thinking and certainly help us.
We're going to finish that preposition.
Stay at a time, George.
I just want to add something, something that we've experienced in chapter one and we're basically doing it again in chapter two. It's the idea that we all have a tendency to nitpick and want our own ideas within it, And I think the basic thing, like you guys from Nashville, Memphis, and Atlanta are working chapter four, I'm going to feel very comfortable that when I review chapter four, that what you guys got together and you had it, it was your conscience for three different areas, I got to feel comfortable with that. Even though I might go through that and feel uncomfortable some things in it, at least I'm comfortable with the idea that you guys in three different areas put that together. And I'll accept it as that. And that's what I wish to stress when you guys read chapter one. We had the same thing over there. And if you start nitpicking at every little thing, we're gonna be on chapter one the rest of the week.
Yeah, I think that's terribly important. And yet also, some effort should be made to distinguish within your person whether, because it's awkward to say something. Like when you want to go over the flow and get it done or not. But I sort of believe that the recovering addicts have this difficulty in distinguishing between the real and the unreal. And a lot of times, what's going boot to boot is not ego or self-will or point of view, but how it's going to read in your city. And how it's going to read in Boise, Idaho, right? And how it's going to read in Los Angeles. And that should be taken into a lot of consideration. Because the words mean and the phrases mean and all that, what said you mean and stuff. There is a little bit of regionalism because we ain't had a book. We're still in a plan here. So So don't be afraid to bring it up. But at the same time, you know, really, the best rule I know of in literature, this literature work, is that it's passable, let it pass. And then you spend the time with the things that aren't important. Would you all be happy with that if we did that for a few minutes after we heard some stories in fourth chapter?
What exactly was it for?
Well, instead of having a separate little thing over in the corner, I think everybody at the conference should know what they learned in chapter one. We talk it over and everybody grows from it. We're not talking about a long, extended thing, but you suggested doing that, right?
No, what well, like Mike suggested is that you're right, I believe that we're all looking at chapter one, or we're reading chapter four. We're all looking for different things. I really believe that. Gives out that in a waste a lot of time. See, there's a lot of things in a book. I've never read a book that everything I enjoy in the book anyway. Even an Alcoholics Anonymous book, I just go over it. I mean, I feel like to expedite things, it's going to go to another review anyway to expedite things. All I have to do is feel comfortable with it. It doesn't have to be right. I don't know what's right or wrong. If I knew what was right or wrong, I'd write to know myself. But just where I feel comfortable with it, and the group that I'm working with, and just throw that out. And what's happening is that I can't speak for the other two people that I've worked with. My personality gets in the way.
Yeah.
It does. I have a problem with that. Every so often, I've got to be pulled up. See, my personality is geared toward negativity. It's always been geared that way. And when I start doing it, I start getting negative. I can pick the Bible apart. We all can do that. We can sit here and pick the Bible. How did God know to pick up a carpenter and tell a bill of bone? You know, it just don't even sound... But it's in the Bible, and it's been there for years, and it's worked for a lot of people. What I'm trying to say is that start working in more cohesiveness to get the words... Today's already Monday. You know, 5-6 days is not a long time. And my fear is when you scared me a little bit when you said, let's call up Chuck and talk about the book writing for review. And the first thing that hit my head of negativity again was that, man, if we start nitpicking like we did with chapter one, and continue doing that kind of reviewing, we're not going to have no.
Yeah, we're not talking about like the contract with the printer. Just
right.
Go ahead and do the exploratory work.
Well, that's right. Okay, what you're bringing out now, what you're bringing out now is that I think that information is very relevant right now. This is not the final review that goes to printing. I think what we're doing is we're sitting there reviewing this, thinking this is what's going through printing. It's not. It's going to another review committee. We want to just get some kind of base that they can look at and read reasonably.
I just wanted the group here to, you know, we're an open, very open committee. Most committees, you know, the chairman and some of the executive committee just kind of veil certain things and keep it themselves. And, you know, I just want y'all to know that we feel strongly enough about it, and the capacity of this conference, the quality of the material, the progress we made is startling for 3 days. And we spent 3 days getting it together in Lincoln, and we just started cranking right up within hours. And Saturday night, all Sunday night. This is really moving fast, and they need some lead time to know. And that way, we hadn't got to wait after the World Service Conference 3 months for them to.
Well, I know we can do it. I'm just saying that.
I'm not telling anything that's not true, though. I want you to know that.
Well,
also, if I'm making statements for the conference, I'm going to tell the conference what the statements are being made.
No, what I meant by that is that.
Plus, I haven't done it yet. I think it's in order.
I think it's in order, too, but I'm just saying that we know what we're looking for. What we're looking for is not a book that's going to be ready for printing. That's one of the points that we should know right now.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hear about chapter four, progress and stories, and then get back to this and give everybody a little time to think about it, and then when we break from that, we can do a little more and leave for the meeting and all that stuff. Is that okay? And that's what I'm saying, because y'all had your hands up. We can easily just plunge right into this and do nothing else, but let's hear about chapter four.
I'm Jordan.
Hi, George.
Okay, first of all, the only thing we had on chapter 4 is just the pay stubs from Lincoln Conference in September. So the first thing we had to do, you know, the first point of order was to make copies of that so we didn't destroy the originals. So we spent a while making copies, and some of the copies didn't come out good. We had to, we fiddled around with that for quite a long time. Then we started working on the sections, and so far the only sections we got done was section C and D. And Gene's typing them up, and what was happening before is they was just typing them up word for word as we put, as we pasted them up. But what Gene is doing is that she's already changing the text as she's typing it up. So it's getting another final run through as she's typing it. So I think we'll make a lot more progress the next time we start shooting into this, because we had a lot of rough spots in the beginning. But some people are getting a little bit more familiar with it. It's looking pretty good. So it'll be a little while until we finish it. This is just the how it works part. I didn't hear nothing about the steps yet. As far as I heard it, Wichita was supposed to send 6 through 12. And when we received that, I was going to hash them together with the rest of the steps. I haven't heard a word about it all day. So I don't know what to make of that. So
is that in the mail? There's so many things going on. Does somebody know? Jim, do you know? Is the Wichita material in the mail?
Mindy might know.
Somebody said it was supposed to be here first thing in the morning or something? Or is it tonight?
No, it's Monday. Okay, if y'all find something you notice, let us know in a minute. So you're saying that there's a possibility that might be recommended to be split into separate chapters, or?
I'm not recommending nothing right now, because we decided to put it together and see how comfortable.
Do y'all need any help with your workshop?
It depends on how fast you want it done. We're making progress at it, and we're keeping up with Gina. But if you'd like to see it,
I'm not keeping up with that.
Sure you are.
We need all the help we can get.
But right, if you want to give
what
us
what do you need? Do you need more reviewers, or do you need more typists?
We would need probably one more typist, and we would need. I would like to see it break up into two separate workshops on the chapters.
Yeah, definitely.
And that would really bring the speed. Because it took us, what it takes, maybe 2 hours to put together two parts of the chapter. And so we got B, F, G, H, I, that's 5 parts. We could, if we had 2 workshops going, we could probably finish that like early tonight afterwards. But it's not really that hard. It just takes.
There's anything that people have been working on chapter 4 want to say?
One thing to say, and that is, that we always said that the literature, we talked about what he said, nitpicking, pray to be used as an instrument, and pray for when it's good literature for God to put a little bell right here. It goes ding right here. And then and it's called reading with your heart. Literature that gives you a feeling here. Goes ding, it has a ring of truth. Damn, yeah, that's right, man. Put that in there.
Yeah, well, I think you'll have an opportunity to read what I think is a very fine material in chapter 1, and it'll focus in and go ding. And that Nick, Gina had her hand up next, and then Teresa.
Okay, I'm
back.
My name is Gina, and I'm definitely an addict.
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Gina. I know. My experience so far with chapter 4, like the other stuff I was working on, was more refined by the time I got it. What we're working with right here, like I said, is just pure pay stuff. Some of it is, if you get another typist to help me out on this, I want whoever it is who does it to really be thinking about direction in the content and read the whole paragraph that's in that pay stub. Don't just sentence by sentence, because there's all kinds of just weird as hell sentences thrown in there that don't have anything to do with anything, or that would be wonderful somewhere else. But basically aren't going to really help at all where they are.
Well,
it might take away from the meeting.
The words of that are the material is drawn from many different sources, and it is not removed even one step from those sources when it's pasted up. It's still in the original I form or they form or whatever. It has to be compared to we book form.
Yeah.
Put we in or some of us all in this many of us or whatever's appropriate. Make it read like a book and keep an eye towards flow and continuity and composition, all that.
Direction.
So that it's then the first type of possible is one, at least one good step from origin. And then when it's redrafted, it's two steps from origin. And it reads much more like a book. And then chapter one's getting good because it's four steps from origins.
I want to say this, whoever it is that chooses to help me on this, I would prefer to do continually half of a thing, page by page, so it'll have some kind of flow. And then you take the other half or whatever. But whoever it is that chooses to do this, go ahead, ask God for direction. Go with your other brothers and ask them for approval on this thing if you're not sure. But have some fucking guts and cut through the shit. Don't, I probably hurt this guy's feelings. Let him come after you with a pitchfork. But if you think, if you think it needs changing, change it.
Yeah, well, the point there is we're members too. Remember, we wrote that somewhere. We're in there. Wrote is good and valuable, but we're members too. And,
yeah.
And the quicker we can do this, the better. And then the same member, likely the contributor, will have a chance to review on it. So, we've seen that too. Okay, any more on chapter 4 now?
I have a question to ask. You said that draft we're doing now isn't
going to
be the final one. Is it
going to
be reviewed again by us or
something
else?
Yeah.
By us?
Which chapter is that?
One.
Are you going to do that one more time?
Not necessarily, but I'm
okay, so this could be the final draft.
You mean cosmetic changes? Is that what you mean?
No, I think most of them are there, but still, and all, even. I just think we're going to have a momentum factor here like we did in Lincoln. And when you read this, you'll see much more clearly. I see much more clearly the material I saw.
Yeah.
It in final close, the final form or very close to final form. And I haven't seen it in toto, and really probably nobody has except the typist. You're typing on it, aren't you? How you feel about it?
I think it's really,
really
good.
Okay. Well, then that seeing real good material generated rough about his conference and Lincoln conference and what have you. That's going to I see what they're after, and then it'll guide you into typing and so forth. It'll help things, pick up speed as you go. So that's why we're making those copies. Does that answer your question? Or?
Yeah. So it could be, but maybe not.
Yeah, if we need some changes, we can type in a piece of paper and glue it up over the thing, and then you can make a printing plate for that.
I don't know what else we're going to do here now, but y'all asked that I get that chapter one typed up so that Hank can take that back to his groups and copies of that back. And I would like to motion that if I'm going to do all the typing that's left, that we break as soon as possible so that Hank can get that done and make some help.
Stories?
All I've got to say about the stories is that we've had a couple of additions since the last time we met. Some other people turned in stories, and they've been filed. We had a chance to look them over because I've been serving as librarian also. And we got a new file box, and all the files have been moved. We got another complete footlocker full of files. And a whole bunch of material has been filed and entered in the ledger. There is, one more thing on the stories. There is five copies of the longest and most complete story we have on the table with the literature over there. I asked that, help yourself to read them, but please return them since there only is five copies, it's 19 pages long. That you return them after you read them so somebody else can read them after you throw them.
And get a feel for them and make written notes as you go. And hang on to those. Also, we've got minute folders that will be ready tomorrow morning. put your daily minutes in it and keep track of them, maybe the notes and stuff you're working on, that down. And if you particularly wanted a copy of the story, then you would just tell whoever's doing the copy machine. But what I'm hearing out of Tom is he needs somebody to read those stories and help him with the librarian thing, since Molly has gone to type them. And that's a real serious damn thing, right?
Well, I'm about caught up with librarian work. I get back to stories now.
Well, you don't hesitate to ask for help. Why don't we let the people that want to remain at the table stay, and we'll go over that stuff. I'd like to. I don't know how y'all feel about it. I don't want to waste any time. Let me say one other thing, too. Frank and, is it Laurie or Martin?
Laurie.
Y'all are new to this, so just kind of listen and feel along, and then check out Heifer with this or Heifer with that. Do you need one out of your type? And then just kind of feel your way around. Most of the people that you see here, like, they may be on chapter 4 now, and then they're over at Tom, and then they're over working on the review. So that helps too, and it keeps everybody interested. And sometimes the needs of one workshop expanding the track, so, you know, just move around and somebody will tell you what's going on and just get everybody in. But it's, most folks just come here and within 10, 15 minutes, it's like they've been here for a month, so I guess y'all's experience. Yeah. Remember, everything that we're working on, you've likely heard it, not that it's not as good. It's just, this is the stage to set it down and write it. And that certainly is a good guideline. You can, oh, well, I know what to say to NAD and start it up. Tells you what to do. Alan?
I got one request. I'm out and I'm a drug addict alcoholic. I would like to request that somebody take one of these vanilla folders and keep up with the minute by minute thing and everything, and put it in the folder so I could have it when I come back. Everything that y'all are working on that y'all hand out. Huh?
Your minutes to the conference?
Yeah.
Well, you can get them from the secretary at any point.
Well, see, we're leaving. I didn't know whether we could get them again or not.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would like to have a whole complete thing of everything we that
this chapter here since we great here.
I'm sure Hank would, too.
Okay, next. Y'all want to say a few things now? I don't want to be out of order with that.
Let me just inject something we can expedite to get out of here earlier. That we can try this when we break up into groups now. Because Hank brought up something that I really feel strong about myself. Is that maybe when we're not doing it before we're sitting down at that table, you know, maybe we just have a little bit of silent meditation, hold hands, and try to get some spirit flowing between us, and then we might not have to get too picky. Let's try that. If that don't work, then we'll sit down and throw it around again. I really like that.
I think that's
kind of
sort of
that's what makes it work. It doesn't work. That's not
good. Y'all want to go into anything else?
Well, at all.
In the consciousness of hope, present time? Okay, well, if you learn some specifics now, you know, we had to put out these. Alan could, I don't, let's see.
I just read some.
We had Lincoln, there were a lot of literary technique things that were kind of experimental in the beginning, and then they seemed successful, so we were able to write them down in pretty clear terms. And the thing that's new at this conference is intensive review and finalization of material. That'll be useful at the Los Angeles Literature Conference, and it'll be useful to other members, help with other chapters. So as soon as you get a fix on something, that helps. Not a style sheet, but somebody should write down the literary process. I mean, you got to call it something that sounds fancy, but that's what it is. And if you discover some basics of finalization, I think you can verbalize some of them. But when they become stylized, you know, and you just find yourself saying the same little catchphrase to somebody who's just helping you with the finalization, then those things can be written down and real useful to others. And helps pass it on. It might help us with, you know, achieving the goal of this conference.
I want to thank everybody for good consciousness. We're going to do the Lord's Prayer. Tom?
All right, thanks, Tom.
Hey, Snell.
Hi, Tom. I gave a stack of manila folders to the secretary, Mindy. And if each one of you would get one from her, because at one point or another everybody goes and crushes for a while and all that, and put your name on it. And if you're working on something in particular and you want to leave it somewhere where it won't get messed with, put it in your file. This is not going, it's not for the files. Just put it in your own folder with your name on it. Put it on that last table over there. And nobody will mess with it, and it'll be right there when you come back.
Can I suggest that the table be left on be that table over by the wall map so that it doesn't have proximity to the partitions, which are sometimes open?
Right.
Okay. Real good. Thank you very much.
Work without faith is dead.